You know how nature always keeps us on our toes? Like just when you think you've figured things out, bam, Mother Nature throws you a curveball.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we're getting into today
Oh, yeah.
with this research project.
Oh, wow.
It was huge all across Europe.
Cool.
They found out some really surprising stuff about seed banks.
Seed banks.
Yeah, you know, those little like hidden treasure chests of plant life.
Right in the soil.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is interesting to think about them,
Yeah.
how we think of seed banks as like
Yeah.
preserving the past, holding on to the past, like a snapshot in time.
Yeah.
But this research kind of flipped that idea on its head. They
Interesting.
found that seed banks are actually
Yeah.
full of plant species that are adapted to warmer climates
Oh, wow.
than what we see growing above ground right now.
So it's like
Yeah.
they're these blueprints
Right.
for a warmer future.
Kind of, yeah, like a glimpse into what might thrive.
Huh.
But wait,
But
as.
isn't climate change supposed to be making things cooler down there in the soil?
Right.
How are these warmth-loving plants even
Yes.
surviving down there?
It is a great question.
Yeah.
And it kind of gets at this really interesting part of this research. See, it's not that the seed banks themselves are actually heating up. That's
Oh.
not what the research found.
Okay.
Instead, it seems like certain plant traits
Okay.
are linked to both thriving in warmer climates and having seeds that can just hang out in the soil for a
Oh,
really long time.
interesting.
So it's not so much about the heat directly, but more about
Gotcha.
the kind of environment where those traits just give a plant a real advantage.
I see. So to really break down
Yeah,
what's going on here,
absolutely.
we need to kind of like decode some of
Of course,
this
yeah.
scientific lingo.
Of course, happy to help with that.
Lay it on me. Okay, so
What measures did the researchers use?
to compare these hidden seed bank plants to the ones that we're seeing every day.
Okay, so they used a few key indexes, you know, kind of like
Right.
to get a clear picture.
Yeah.
So one of them is called the Species Mean Temperature Index.
Species mean temperature index.
Yeah, think of it this way.
Okay.
Cacti have a high species mean temperature index
Okay.
because they love those scorching hot deserts.
Right.
While, like, you know, a delicate fern
Yeah.
tucked away in a cool, shady spot
Yeah.
would have a much lower index.
Right. So finding a higher index down there in the seed bank.
Yes. That's
Exactly.
pretty telling, huh?
It is very telling.
Yeah.
It means that, yeah, we're not just talking about
Right.
a few degrees difference.
Yeah.
This suggests that the seed bank is
Yeah.
packed with plants that are adapted to really warm conditions.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is cool.
Okay, what else?
So they also looked at what's called the species temperature range index. Species temperature range index.
Yeah, and a high score here means
Yeah.
that the plant is what we call a generalist,
Oh,
like
interesting.
a real jack of all trades when it
Yeah.
comes to temperature.
Gotcha.
It can handle a wide range.
I'm starting to see a pattern here.
Yeah.
It sounds like the seed bank is favoring these adaptable types.
Yes,
Okay,
exactly.
so what else did they look at?
Okay, so the last one is what we call the seed bank longevity index.
The seed bank longevity index.
Yeah, and this one tells us
Yeah.
how long a species' seeds can typically just hang out
Wow.
in the soil.
So they're just biding their time.
Exactly, just waiting for the right conditions to sprout.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so a high longevity index means that
Yeah.
those seeds are, well, they're the ultimate survivors.
Wow.
They can wait out even the toughest conditions.
Okay, so we've got these three indexes. What's the big takeaway?
Right.
What's the headline here?
So the really surprising finding is this. The average species mean temperature index of the seed bank
Okay.
is actually higher
Oh, wow.
than that of the current plant communities.
So that means the seed bank is like a time capsule
It is, yeah.
from a warmer world.
Yeah, it's like a window into the past, but also maybe a little bit of a glimpse into the future.
So it contains these seeds that are adapted to conditions that are hotter
Yes.
than what we're seeing across Europe right now.
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
It really is. Okay, but the big question is why?
Right.
Why are these warm adapted species
Yeah.
so good at just stashing their seeds away
Right.
for the future?
Well, remember those plant traits that we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
It seems like those traits that help a plant thrive in warmer and
Well,
more unpredictable climates
right.
are often the same traits
Yeah.
that lead to those long-lived
So it's
seeds.
not just about taking the heat. It's about being tough and resilient.
Yes, it's like being able to roll with the punches.
In the face of whatever Mother Nature throws your way.
Exactly.
Okay, let's get specific.
Sure.
What kind of plants are we talking about here? What did this research actually uncover?
So, for example, let's look at annual plants.
Okay.
You know, they live fast, die young.
Right.
They complete their entire life cycle in just a year.
Gotcha.
And they're more common in those warmer, less predictable climates.
Right.
And guess what?
Why?
The study found that annuals are also more likely to have seeds that can hang out in the soil.
Oh, okay.
For a long time.
So it's not just surviving the heat itself.
Right.
It's also the unpredictability.
Exactly.
That often comes with warmer climates.
Right. So if you're an annual plant in a place that has, you know, wild temperature swings or sudden droughts.
Right.
Having seeds that can just wait it out underground.
Yeah.
Well, that seems like a pretty brilliant strategy.
It's like an insurance policy.
It is, yeah.
Against a really harsh and ever-changing world.
Exactly.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay, what else did they find?
Okay, let's talk about seed size.
Okay, hit me with it.
What's the scoop on seed size?
Yeah.
So we often associate bigger seeds with warmer climates.
Right. Think about like those massive coconuts in the tropics.
Exactly. Exactly. But this research found something pretty different. It turns out it's actually the smaller seeded species.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That tend to have those, you know, super long-lasting seed banks.
Wait, that seems kind of counterintuitive.
It does, doesn't it?
If big seeds do well in the heat, shouldn't their seed banks be, like, overflowing?
You would think.
What's the explanation for that?
Well, it turns out
there's
a lot more going on here than just seed size. The study didn't actually find a clear link between seed size and seed longevity.
Interesting.
When they factored in all these other variables that are at play.
Gotcha.
So it's a really complex puzzle.
Right.
And seed size is just one piece.
So we've got these seemingly contradictory clues about seed size.
Right.
But there's another piece of the puzzle.
Yes.
That might help us make sense of all this.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about those generalists.
Oh, yes.
The plants that can handle a variety of climates.
Yeah. Remember those plants?
Yeah.
With that high species temperature range index?
Right, right.
They're not picky.
Yeah.
They can thrive in a wide range of conditions. Mm. And guess what?
What?
They're also really good at forming seed banks.
Okay, so I'm seeing a connection here.
Yes. You got it.
It seems like being a generalist, being able to roll with the punches.
Right.
That gives you a leg up.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the seed bank game.
It does.
Could that be what's giving these warm climate plants an edge?
It's a very plausible explanation, yeah.
Okay.
You know, if you're a generalist,
your
seeds are just more likely to survive and thrive in a wider range of conditions.
Right.
Both above ground and down in the seed bank.
It's all about resilience and adaptability.
Exactly.
It's giving me a whole new perspective on seed banks.
I'm glad.
It's not just a relic of the past.
Right.
But it's potentially a window into a warmer future.
Yeah. It's fascinating, isn't it?
But what does this actually mean for the future of plants as our climate keeps changing?
That's the big question.
That's what we'll dig into next.
Let's do it.
Okay. So we've got these seed banks, and they're packed with seeds from plants that seem like they're ready for a warmer world. So what does this mean for the future of plants as our climate keeps changing?
Well, it's a really good question. This discovery, it could actually mean that seed banks might help plant communities adapt to those warmer temperatures, like, faster than we initially thought.
Interesting.
It's like nature has this built-in mechanism for change.
Okay.
Like a hidden reserve of resilience.
Okay.
Just kind of waiting there below the surface.
So it's like as things heat up, the seed bank is ready to roll out the welcome mat.
Exactly.
For all those plants that can handle the heat.
Yeah, it's like nature has a backup plan.
But is there a downside to this?
Oh, that's a really...
Could there be like unintended consequences?
That is a crucial point.
Yeah.
You know, while faster adaptation might sound like a good thing, it could also lead to less diversity over time.
Oh, okay.
And remember, those widespread generalists, the ones that thrive in a variety of conditions, those are the ones with the most staying power in the seed bank.
Right. So if the generalists kind of take over, what happens to the specialists?
Right.
You know, the plants that have very specific needs.
Exactly.
And whose seeds maybe don't last as long.
Right. And they may struggle.
Would we lose those?
Yeah. They might struggle to compete.
Okay.
As conditions change.
Gotcha.
Because their seeds, you know, they might not be as well represented in the seed bank.
Yeah.
So we could see a shift towards more uniform, you know, less diverse plant communities.
So you're saying, imagine a world where entire ecosystems just start to look the same.
Exactly.
Losing all their unique character
right.
and those specialized species that make them so fascinating.
And so important.
It's a bit of a mixed bag then, huh?
It is, yeah.
Faster adaptation,
mm-hmm.
but potentially at the cost of diversity.
Yeah, there are trade-offs.
This is pretty heavy stuff.
It is.
It really makes you wonder
yeah.
what this means
right.
for other parts of the world, right?
It does. This study focused on Europe, but could this warm adapted seed bank phenomenon
yeah.
be happening elsewhere?
Yeah, what about like tropical rainforests or vast deserts?
Right, and different ecosystems.
Yeah.
Well, they have different types of plants, different soil conditions,
yeah.
and they face different climate change pressures.
Yeah.
So it's entirely possible that we'd see different patterns in other parts of the world.
Oh.
Maybe even more dramatic shifts.
Imagine the implication.
I know.
It could totally change how we think about conservation.
Right. And restoration efforts.
Yeah. If we can understand
exactly
which plants are more likely to survive in the seed bank,
yeah,
maybe we can give them a boost.
Absolutely. Help them thrive as the climate changes.
Wow. That's a good point.
Yeah. So understanding the composition and dynamics of these seed banks,
right?
Well, it could be really crucial for managing ecosystems as our world gets warmer.
It's like we have this hidden toolbox
right?
for adaptation. This secret weapon.
Yeah.
In the fight against climate change.
We just need to learn how to use it effectively.
It's incredible to think that there's this whole world beneath our feet.
It's wild, isn't
this
it?
This hidden network of life
yeah.
that's influencing the future of our planet.
And you know, this research is just scratching the surface.
Right.
There's still so much more to uncover.
What else could we look into?
Well, think about how climate change interacts
yeah.
with other human impacts.
Okay.
Like, you know, habitat fragmentation
right.
or pollution.
Yeah.
How do those things affect what ends up in the seed bank?
Right. And what are the long-term consequences of that?
Exactly.
There are so many questions to explore.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It really is. It really highlights the importance of long-term research and monitoring.
Absolutely.
We need to keep tracking these changes in seed banks over time.
Yes.
You know, see how they evolve along with climate change.
And understand what's happening.
So we know what to do to protect these ecosystems.
Exactly. Because it's like we're in a race against time.
Yeah.
To understand these processes
right.
before it's too late to act.
Okay. Before we get too lost
in
the weeds here,
let's
recap.
Okay.
What have we learned today?
Sure.
It's pretty clear that the seed bank is not just some dusty archive
right.
of the past.
Exactly.
It's this dynamic, complex system.
Mm-hmm.
That could actually play a crucial role
absolutely
in shaping the future of plant life as our climate changes.
Yes. And the key takeaway is that seed banks are more than just these repositories of the past.
Right.
They actually have the potential to influence the future of plant life.
That's amazing.
It is cool. And the fact that they're full of these warm, adapted species, well, it's both exciting and a little bit daunting, isn't it?
It is. It raises some important questions
right.
about those trade-offs
yeah.
between adaptation and diversity.
Exactly.
So will those generalists, the seed bank superstars, just dominate as temperatures rise?
Right.
Or will there be room for those specialists to hang on?
Yeah, and we need to keep asking those questions.
Right.
And remember,
yeah.
this is just one study focused on one part of the world.
Right.
Imagine all the discoveries waiting to be made.
Wow.
As we explore seed banks across the globe.
That's a really good point.
I know, it's so cool.
What amazing secrets will we find?
Right.
What new insights will they offer?
It's mind-blowing.
I'm getting chills just thinking about it.
Me too.
It's like we're on the verge of this whole new frontier of scientific exploration.
I love it.
But amid all this excitement,
right,
we can't forget the big picture.
Of course not.
What does all this mean for you?
Said
to
it.
Your listener.
For all of us.
Why should you care about these warm adapted seeds
hiding
beneath our feet?
It's a good question.
Let's explore that next.
Awesome. I'm ready.
You know, diving into these seed banks, it's really, really shifted my perspective.
In what way?
Well, it's not just about you know,
yeah.
melting glaciers and rising sea levels.
Right.
Climate change is actually impacting life
uh-huh.
in all sorts of hidden ways.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Even beneath our feet.
It is, isn't it?
So why should you, dear listener,
right.
care about these worm-adapted seeds
yeah.
lurking in the soil?
Good question.
What's the takeaway message here?
Well, I think it's a really powerful reminder
okay.
that climate change is this complex issue
yeah.
and it has all these impacts that we're really only
right.
beginning to understand.
More than meets the eye.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like if they just focus on those
yeah.
changes we see above ground.
Right.
We need to appreciate
mm-hmm.
these hidden processes
mm-hmm.
that are shaping the future of life on Earth.
It's like a call to action, isn't it?
It is, yeah. yeah. To pay attention,
mm-hmm.
to stay curious, and just keep learning.
Absolutely, because the more we understand these mm-hmm. complex systems, the better equipped we'll be
yeah.
to protect them.
And that includes
yeah.
supporting research and conservation.
Absolutely.
Efforts
yeah.
that are working to understand and protect these ecosystems.
Those ecosystems are vital. So important.
There's still so much to learn.
There is.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear that this research is really just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
When it comes to understanding these warm adapted seed banks.
Right.
But as we wrap up.
Yeah.
This deep dive.
Okay.
I want to leave you with a final thought.
I like it.
Something to ponder.
Okay.
As you go about your day.
I'm ready.
So.
Yeah.
This study focused on natural and semi-natural
right.
habitats,
yeah.
places that are relatively undisturbed
okay.
by humans.
Right.
But what about all yeah. those seeds that are hiding out
right.
in urban environments?
Oh, that's such a good question.
In our parks, gardens, even those cracks in the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Are those urban seed banks
mm-hmm.
also packed with these
right.
warm adapted species?
Yeah. And if so,
right.
what does that mean?
Yeah. What does that mean for the future of plants in our cities?
Oh, it's amazing to think about.
It brings this whole seed bank mystery
yeah.
right to our doorstep, doesn't it?
It really does.
It makes you wonder what kind of time capsule
mm-hmm.
we're creating right now.
Yeah, exactly. Like
with every seed that we scatter.
Right. With every plant we cultivate.
Yeah.
It's all connected.
Especially in these urban landscapes.
Yeah. And it's a good reminder
mm-hmm.
that we're all part of this story.
Yeah.
And our actions, well, they have consequences.
It's true.
Seen and unseen.
So keep exploring.
Yeah.
Stay curious.
Yeah.
And next time you're walking down the street,
yeah.
take a closer look at those
right.
cracks in the sidewalk.
You never know.
You never know what secrets of the future
exactly.
might be hiding there.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Keep learning, keep questioning, and until next time, stay curious.